code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watson. This is Cutting Through the Matrix on the 8th of August 2012. For newcomers, I suggest you make good use of cuttingthroughthematrix.com website. You'll find lots and lots of free audios for download, and you can start piecing the big system together for yourselves because it's laid out there for you. The big boys that basically rule the world, are causing all the wars, have been for 100 years, have a goal, a world goal, of course, for total domination of the world. They've published lots of books about it themselves. Those who were involved down through the years with the big societies, they call it. And you're going through the system in your lifetimes. Your parents did too. They were unaware of it. And even your grandparents were unaware of it as well. They just fought the wars that were brought on for you to fight. Because through wars, you get great changes. Well, you've more than 5 years of war than 50 years of peace on a social scale. That's changing the cultures and everything else and giving more power to government. So wars are very, very handy for that. And public don't complain when you're all being kept safe, obviously. So have to accept the audios. Remember, too, you are the audience that bring me to you, and you can help me keep going by buying the books and the set cutting through Middies.com. And from the US to Canada, remember, you can use still personal checks. You can also use an international postal order from the post office, or you can use PayPal or send cash across the world, Western Union, MoneyGram, or PayPal. And donations are awfully welcome because I don't bring on guests who are advertisers or who are selling things to the general public. And we are going through the biggest thing that's happened for many, many centuries, this world takeover of all resources, mind you, by the new feudal system. I remember that Carl Quigley and others talked about this feudal system since they were the historians of the Council on Foreign Relations, which is an American branch of the Royal Institute for International Affairs in London. And they have branches across the world, but they talked about this coming feudal system where corporations would be running the world. And they do, because all the top of the guys at the corporations are all members of the same Royal Institute of International Affairs, all of them. All the CEOs across the whole planet are members of this one organization. All your top prime ministers and presidents across the world are members of it too, except the ones that are getting bombed right now. And they bring in central banking systems, because remember, it was central bankers or international bankers who started up this institute in the first place. And they believed themselves that they were the most superior species on the planet already, because of the very fact they got so incredibly wealthy, and they had very good educations with the best Ivy League universities. And they decided to bring in eugenics into the system as well. They would use society until the end of the industrial era and the consumer society, but all post-industrial, post-consumer, now according to the same institute. And then they're left basically with a problem of what to do with all the people that don't need it anymore. Because the ones at the top, you see, are very, very pragmatic, very practical. It takes a lot of their own time and think tanks to make sure that you've given the right culture for your particular generation. But that tends to go over the next 40 or even 30 years as you bring down the populations, bring in the new utopia, go into world government, and even talk about post-world government in their own writings, even for the Defense Department, because they want that too. And they talked about a system where after world government and the dying off of the unwashed masses, the elites would go on with the technocrats and high scientific workers and the very advanced scientific city-states. That's where they want to go with all of this. It's all recorded, they're going to put it all out in books, and they put it out through the Department of Defense. So we're living through the last part of this as they take on the countries that haven't gone under into their central banking system. And they also want to take out pretty well most of the Muslim world. They've got more countries to go, apart from the Middle East as well, obviously. They're trying to do it financially and collapse them, or send their agitators and mercenaries in, as they've done across the Middle East, to back with more after this.
UK can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
An effective, 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. HeartandBody.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hi, folks. I'm back. We're cutting through the matrix and talking about this new feudal system that you're already under. You've been under for a long time, in fact. Rustlands popped up and took over during World War II, especially. And it was when they got your taxpayers funding to go into chemical industries, etc., etc. And the top CEOs often go in and out of politics all throughout their lives. And if they don't do that, they simply advise the politicians as what to do. That means they tell them what to do. Because, you see, they say that all members of the Council on Foreign Relations, all of them, a whole lot of them, one organization that labels itself as a private, not-for-profit organization, non-political ones the world. And they don't play politics. They own politicians. They don't play politics. They set out the agenda and make sure the politicians follow it. Because they put their own politicians in. So that's very, very simple to understand for those who can get their mind grounded, because the mainstream media won't really go into any depth at all. There's one corporation, basically, one system, one organization is running the whole planet, and it has been since the late 1800s, when they changed their name to something else. Of course, the names we know today. So get used to it, because you've been in it all along, and they did direct where the world is to go through the sciences they allowed. As they have, basically, at the bottom level. They can never give you high sciences, always low sciences. They're always way ahead. That's how you maintain power and hang on to power. But there's an article here, for instance, about the GMO free-for-all, basically, as the biotech giants are going for whatever they want, and they're getting all. Number two, all this stuff is heavily laced with the pesticides, which they own as well. And they've got a good part of the world all sewn up already. They own about 70% of the world's food supply. They own it all now. You understand how dangerous that is when a handful of corporations own the food supply of the planet? And probably if you really go into them, the same major shareholders will have the controlling interest shares and each one of the companies. So really one group own all of these companies. One group. But these biotech giants are bankrolling a GMO free-for-all. And it says the so-called Big Six agrochemical companies, Monsanto, Syngenta, Dow AgroSciences, BASF, Bayer, and Pioneer, which is DuPont, sitting pretty. Together, they control nearly 70% of the global pesticide market, and essentially the entire market for genetically modified seeds. Prices of the crops they focus on, corn, soy, cotton, etc. Actually, they're going to eat vegetables and everything. They're bleaching the apparel, everything out there. Fish in Canada is already modified. This is a soaring prices pushed up by severe drought in key growing regions. Higher crop prices typically translate to increased pesticide sales as farmers have more money to spend on agrochemicals and more incentive to maximize the yields. These companies operate globally and have gained a stronghold in the emerging center of industrial agriculture in Brazil, but the biotech-friendly U.S. is a profit center. They've got also, through the Rothschilds company, they've got it sewn up in India as well. They've got a big chunk of U.S. agriculture pretty well sewn up. Their GMO seeds dominate our corn, soy, and cotton crops, which account for more than 53% of U.S. farmlands. They've won approval for GMO alfalfa, that's the hay, which accounts for another 19%. And the vast annual U.S. corn crop, which accounts for 40% of the gross corn most years, the particular bonanza, not just for GMO seeds, but also a stunning amount of insecticides, fungicides and herbicides, which grow in the plants, by the way, and you end up eating them. This is all throughout the cellular structure of the plants. That's why cancer is skyrocketing. But two things could mess up the Big Six here in the U.S. Any delay in the regulatory process for a new generation of seeds engineered for resistance to multiple herbicides, and two, any major move to require labeling of foods containing GMOs, a requirement already in play in many other countries, including the European Union, China, Japan, South Korea, and one for which the U.S. public has expressed overwhelming support. Unsurprisingly, the Big Six are investing millions of their vast profits into forestalling both of these menaces. So speedy deregulation of new generation herbicide-tolerant crops is important for a simple reason. Monsanto's blockbuster run of Ready technology, featuring corn, soy, cotton, cereal beet, and alfalfa, seeds engineered to resist Monsanto's Roundup herbicide, is failing. The Roundup resistant superweeds are galloping out of control through big farm country. And this is only solution to the problem is to roll out seeds resistant to multiple herbicides at once, adding old toxic ones like 2,4-D and Dicamba to the Roundup mix. Roundup itself, now the most widely used herbicide in the U.S. by a wide margin, has long enjoyed a reputation as mostly harmless chemical, but that status has been quietly crumbling in scientific circles because it tell you it dissipates in a few weeks or so and literally lasts for about a year or 2 years in your soil. And, of course, it's highly toxic as well, highly toxic. I'll put this link up tonight with another one to do with the money that these big corporations are putting together to fight labeling for the people who consume. They don't want labels at all. In fact, they don't even want you to know that it's altered in any way whatsoever. And they're putting big money up there, which will go into the hands of politicians who will, of course, just toss any laws that are pending out the window so they can carry on as usual. But that's how the world's run. It's run by the big, as I say, CEOs, corporations, and so on. That's a feudal system because you don't elect corporations. But big corporations, mind you, can put their own boys into all of your, like the FDA and so on. They stock it up for them, and Big Pharma does the same. So there's not much, you can do about that, except grow your own stuff if you can, and make sure you don't soak it with pesticides, and try not to get the GMO stuff. Apart from that, they put the Terminator seed in as well, so the farmers have to go back every year, cap in hand, to buy the darn stuff, and that gives away their own power over what to do when you go to the master. It's a beautiful feudal system they live in, really is. It's really updated and well done. Now, I could look at these articles like Nestle, again, it says NAN HA1 Gold Baby Formula is making children sick. Well, Nestle was in
trouble last year and the year before because they were poisoning folk up throughout China by literally adding stuff to milk. It wasn't milk at all, and it's throwing people off. And we'll think of them because we watch all the ads for all the different products and say, oh, that's good, and so on, they laugh and chuckle. But these corporations don't give a darn what they put in your body, you understand. Apart from that, why are mothers now so dependent on corporations churning out their food for babies? Look at the third world countries. Did they have that stuff there? Did you, your grandparents have them? Of course they didn't. But now people can't think past it. Well, we've got to get baby formula for the children. It's incredible how folk are so easily conned and trained. It really is. It's disgusting, actually, isn't it? But it says, Robert Paganin fed the new formula to his six-month-old son Harry for 4 weeks before discovering it was making his son sick. And Nestle is conducting tests, so they do it themselves. They do their own tests, and then they tell you they want you to tell you. On a new baby formula recipe, after some complaints from parents that's making their children extremely sick and agitated, constant crying, rashes, dark green, watery poo, dehydration, and vomiting amongst the symptoms babies have been experiencing since Nestle's NAN, that's N-E-N, and then it goes H.A, won gold, switched to a new improved recipe, which means cheaper to make. You know, that's what that means. And it says, Sarah Wells from Launceston in Tasmania put her 10-week-old son Oliver on the new formula and said she immediately noticed the bad side effects. A week after being on the formula and the second can, Oliver's face broke out with nasty eczema, Ms. Wells told the newscasters. And she contacted Nestle and was told that customer service rep that the babies often have reactions when switching to a new formula. They offered a $50 gift voucher. And Robert Pagan from Blackburn North in Victoria fed to his child and so on and made him sick as well. Within 40 hours of changing, he was fine. He was drinking the bigger bottle and finishing it, whereas in the other one, he was refusing to drink, Mr. Pagan said. So even the babies have got more sense than the parents. I'm extremely disappointed, disgusted, etc., etc. So anyway, the thing is, as I say, they put any rubbish in the food, all they have, we know they're loaded up with xenoestrogens, baby formulas. I hope you all know that, which literally affect the young male especially. Again, the girls too more aggressive when they get older, but it really affects the young males and makes them, I guess, it stops their hormone system working properly, and they don't develop properly throughout their lives. They take strange fads and things when they get older. Anyway, I'll put these articles up tonight for those who can think for themselves. As I say, they can train people to believe in anything, and it's a normal thing. They put all these ads on television, all smelling babies, yada, yada, yada. And people fall for it all. They forget this is a big corporation. It's going to make things as cheaply as possible for themselves and maximize the profit regardless and get away with whatever they can get away with. That's what all companies and corporations do. So start thinking for yourselves or you're gone, basically. Now, people who try to get out the truth in different ways because of all the experience that I've had watching autism, for instance, are not getting really warned by big governments to do if they put up any complaints against measles, mumps, and rubella vaccinations, for instance. It's been awfully well documented by different scientists to do with autism. The child is fine before the shots, and then they start to regress as soon as the shots have taken effect. This is a website offering parents advice on vaccines have been ordered to remove information about the MMR jab after claiming it could be linked to autism. So they've been ordered to remove it. Babyjabs.co.uk said the 3-in-1 jab may be causing up to 10% of autism in children in the UK. But Advertising Standards Authority ruled the claim was misleading and must not appear again after getting a complaint. Now, the Advertising Standards Authority are the same guys to make sure you get all, they pass all the ads just to show you how great Monsanto's food is and everybody else's food is, it poisons you and gets you cancer. Everything is not, it's corrupt and it's not what you think. There's nothing out there officially that is what you think it is. And I'm not kidding about that. There's nothing. It says website was always told not to repeat our claims about the MMR. These included the suggestion that most experts now agree a large rise in autism has been caused partly by increased diagnosis, but also by a real increased number of children with autism. And another claim to the vaccine strain measles virus being found in the guts and brain of autistic children.
How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi folks, I'm back. At Ainsley Mitchell's talking about the measles, mumps, and rubella, the vaccinations, and the controversies been going for years. Because you're fighting Big Pharma that makes the vaccines, and you're fighting the medical establishment that gets a lot of kickbacks as well. And of course, they don't want to get sued for the myths that actually caused autism. And the telling folk now, just the authoritarian society they live in, don't put up any counter information about this. It's all perfectly fine, and it works just fine, etc. Anyway, it says here, defending the claims, David Jabs referred to the study from 2002, which concluded it could not be ruled out that there were some children with an increased risk of autism if they were vaccinated. The website which promotes single vaccine also cited the book called The Truth About Vaccines, written by David Jabs medical director, Dr. Richard Halverson, which made similar claims. In the judgment, the ASA noted that the website made clear that the original allegations of the link between MMR vaccine and autism by Andrew Wakefield was strongly rejected by government and the medical establishment. But it said consumers were likely to infer from the website's claims that the vaccine might play a role in the increased number of children with autism. And that's one article about it. And there's actually two of brought up here, ones in the Mail Online as well. I'll put that link up tonight, too, for those who want to peruse it. And everything really is propaganda, isn't it? But you don't understand, everything that you hear from mainstream is propaganda. There's not a single truth on anything that comes from any government establishment. It goes through their own propaganda wings of marketing, and they call it PR, public relations. Because they make things sound acceptable to you, so they lie a lot, in other words, to how they put every corner across. That's what marketing And I've mentioned it before, and people don't understand this, is they're trying to fight a system. A system which has many branches, but it's all the one system, one agenda. And they constantly throw us buckets of news every day, so we can go, oh, good Lord, look what they're doing to us today. Oh, my God, they want us to do that next, and blah, blah, blah. And that's really what's come down to even patriotism, unfortunately. It's just like little rats. They see the guys in a white coat every morning and they have a quick chatter, what are they going to do to us today? That doesn't change anything. I've watched this for years. Nothing has changed anything or stopped or slowed this, because most folk, even in the patriot movement, don't know what they're up against. This massive psychological warfare with an absolute agenda, with the same people who are causing wars across the world. Now, across the world, they're slaughtering folk. I hope you realize that. We don't think of it that way because it's kind of far away and it's out of our reach. We don't want to think about nasty things. But believe you me, these same people decided a long time ago they would alter your own cultures until you would accept more and more and more stuff, which in your right mind, so Huxley said, in your right mind, you would not accept. So they change your right mind to the wrong mind to suit themselves. And it's all been done. Now, here's an example of the cultural decline and debasement. Such former Boris Johnson, this is the mayor of London, he had cleared the possession of extreme pornography. Now, what's extreme pornography? So, barrister Simon Walsh, who was 50 years old, is acquitted over images that the prosecution argued showed activities likely to cause bodily injury. And so, the barrister's lawyer had been acquitted of possessing extreme pornography in a landmark case over the boundaries of what can be described as extreme. Now, what is extreme today? Children being brought up with pornography on the internet, for God's sake. Yeah. All kinds of it. Hollywood turns that out. They turn out the pornography as well as the mainstream movies. Because their job is to destroy society and then play with your minds. And actually, the jury was unanimous and took less than 90 minutes to clear Simon Walsh, 50, a former aide to London Boris, Mayor Boris Johnson, and who served as a magistrate and alderman in the city of London. The city is a big banking place. It's a really good sovereign independence in the country. After a week-long trial, it says here. The case is believed to be the first to address whether images of, listen to this, this is mainstream, folks, of anal fisting. See, homosexuals like to stick fists and arms up people's orifices, you know, the other guys. A sexual practice which is legal, and urethral sounding, they call it, sticking things up the little thing that you play with if you're a tiny little boy. You know. And extreme pornography, as defined under Conversational Section 63 of the Criminal Justice and Immigration Act of 2008. Earlier this year, Michael Peacock was acquitted of charges under the Obscene Publications Act of 1959 of distributing obscene DVDs which featured fisting, bondage, discipline, sadism and masochism. And in Canada, the guy a month or so ago, he was killing his victims and eating them, and also using body parts to do things with his own particular anus. But that's rather extreme, I'd say. But that's how it goes when you bring down the culture to the pits, you see. Anyway, Walsh was charged with possession of 6 email attachment images which were found by police on either his work or home computers, but was on a Hotmail server account he set up to receive and send sexual messages. The Oxford-educated Walsh was sacked from his position on the London Fire Authority on his arrest in April last year. He was a man of impeccable character who had made an outstanding contribution to society, the court heard, and had previously, I guess had gone beyond things that man had done before, and had previously chaired the City of London Corporation Police Authority, of course, and Licensing Authority. He'd been unable to work as a barrister or lawyer since his arrest and the charges, which carry a sentence of up to 3 years in prison. His lawyer, Matthew Buckland, told Kingston Crown Court that the case raised issues of private personal encounters and how we view them in an inclusive democracy. What democracy? What democracy? I'll talk more on this case because, you see, this is a trial case to go further with your cultural degradation. That is more to this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Are you struggling to reclaim your health? Let me share my story quick. My nightmare of chronic fatigue, PTSD, and autoimmune issues cost me everything. A bankruptcy, loss of home, even my wife walked out on me with no hope in sight. A miracle happened after hitting my lowest point. I discovered Ion and RNA drops. It literally saved my life. I want to share my story with you and offer you a trial size mini bottle of RNA drops. Visit www.rnafreemini.com. Again, that's www.rnafreemini.com. It's time to take your power back. Now, you can also look for our free trial offer ad at republicbroadcasting.org, RNA drops.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Hi, folks. I'm back. We're cutting through the music, talking about this is a trial case that's going to change an awful lot of behavior again, allow even more strange behavior to go even further. And as I say, this particular barrister or lawyer was charged with these particular issues. Anyway, it says here that Walsh faced 5 charges under the 2008 Act, which stipulates images are extreme if they're grossly offensive, disgusting, or otherwise of an obscene character, and if they portray in an explicit and realistic way any act which results in or is likely to result in serious injury to a person's anus, breasts, or genitals. And it's crazy you even have this case because, as every doctor is well known, what happens to the weakened anus, as they call it, and so on, after all this testing, because it destroys the sphincter muscle and things like that. So this, you know, but it's not the point. The point is to get this passed and get okay. And to go further, they can teach more of this in schools, youngsters and so on. The prosecution claimed 3 images found an attachment in Walsh's scent box showed urethral sounding, they call it, where a medical instrument is inserted into the tip of the penis to stretch the urethra and stimulate the prostate. Actually, are likely to cause injury to a person's genitals. The 2 images showed anal fisting, which is likely to cause injury to a person's anus, is argued. The defense argued there is no evidence of any serious injury in any of those images, and that the activities were, who looked at it? I mean, did anybody examine them? No. Walsh had taken the usual sounding images himself at New Year's Eve party, imagine sticking these things up there, really, you know, and sent them only or 2 other participants at the party. A 6th charge of possessing an indecent image of an underage boy related to the attachment sent to Walsh, which showed a sexually aroused male with a ligature. Walsh told the court he had no recollection of ever opening adults. It was also not possible to prove Walsh had opened the attachment before it hurt. This is Walsh's Hotmail username is CityFister with the password scat, which is poop, by the way, and was a registered user of a social networking website called NastyKinkyPigs.com. Admitted to police he had an interest in BDSM. He had practiced fisting, but did dispute the claim that images were extreme pornography. So the whole point is, this is not extreme pornography. This is the whole point in the case here, as he pushed the envelope to the next level. And that's what it's really all about. This other article is called Extreme Porn and 50 Shades of Grey, because you see, and it actually has determined that this stuff is now normalized in society, in the culture. Well, it probably is now. I bet you it is. The school children are brought up with it. You've taught that in school. And they're taught, too, that maybe something wrong with you haven't tried it. And they can even see therapists if they're confused. You know? And, of course, as I say, the porn industry just keeps churning up more and more and more of this stuff. Because, you see, to be totally ruled in every way at all, you have to be utterly degraded. And it destroys your culture, it destroys the bonds that hold you all together as a culture, and the culture can't stand it, easily manage them, because you're totally screwed up. So it talks about the average, this article here says, an openly gay barrister, magistrate and alderman for the City of London, again the big financial capital, the sovereign City of London, has today been acquitted of possessing 5 images, etc., etc. And he goes into it too, that what is kinky today, what is abnormal today in this article, and they talk about these things are all normalized now. So I'll put this other link up too, which you can see both of them, for those who've got the stomach for it. But it really is just to push the envelope, as I say, into more bizarre and bizarre and bizarre activity. And as I say, you're easily managed when everyone's into strange stuff. Plus, it's the straight folk too are getting all this stuff, and I'll end up as well with, as I say, the promotion by say, Aldous Huxley's brother, Julian Huxley, when he was head of UNESCO. He said they'd push all this stuff. It was 40, 50 years ago he said this. And he said they must destroy marriage altogether. And you do it by bringing them down to the most basic level by all of this stuff here. You see? And that's why it is the big agenda. And that's why the guy got off it all. And it says, men are my new status in society. Now, this gets on to eugenics again, because the boys at the top of the set are really big into eugenics, and they put out books 50, even 60 years ago, maybe even earlier, about the time would come when they ran the scientific society, that they would make sure that everyone who wanted to get married, if they were even just have offspring, would have to have gene tests to test with both parties, to see if they were compatible and they produce a better type of approved type, and I mean governmental approved type of child. So scientists predict eugenic society will be here in 5 years. The gene test to determine lovers' compatibility. We're heading into a new year of eugenics in the future. Instead of choosing to settle with partners we love, we need to be choosing them based on the compatibility of our genes, a leading scientist has warned. And it says, Professor Armand Leroy of Imperial College London predicts that the ever-declining cost of DNA testing means we may be heading towards a society that's based on genetic superiority. And it seems we'll be heading into the new era of eugenics, where society will embrace genetic superiority and people will pick their partners based on genes. And a 1997 sci-fi film, Gattaca, mentioned that over the years, is about a genetically inferior man, which is normal, but a normal guy, living in a future society driven by liberal eugenics, where babies are designed to have the best traits of their parents, takes on the identity of another genetically superior man in order to pursue his lifelong dream of space travel. It seems to be heading into this new era, and it says here, Leroy told the Euroscience Open Forum, which is a big scientific big gathering every year there, in 2012 in Dublin, that he expects that in 5 to 10 years it becomes standard practice for young people to pay to access an entire genetic code. Naturally, the future generations desire to have a healthy baby will then lead them to request access to the genetic blueprint of any prospective long-term partner. He told researchers attending a major science conference in Dublin that with information, future couples could then use the IVF to weed out offspring with incurable disease, like abortion, in other words. However, he added it's unlikely that people will have the luxury of using technology to develop babies by intellect or eye color, but will instead focus on stopping genetic diseases. That, well, they'll use that as the excuse, of course. They already are using that as the excuse to abort. Speaking of a session titled I and Human, Our New Scientific Discoveries Challenging Our Identity as a Species, Laurie said the cost of genetic sequencing has been falling so quickly it's going to become very, very accessible very soon. As an example, he said that the cost of genetic sequencing a person has fallen from $1 billion more than a decade ago to about $4,000 today. And then they go on to talk about probably the health service, the National Health Service will bring it in as well. Well, government wants it to be brought in because, remember, the big boys who designed this system a long, long time ago, the Genesis said that eventually the government would make sure that the kind of children and offspring an obedient society, the government would be involved in that mightily, and that this certainly will be, if not already, in fact. They're already dumbing down the children big time with injections and so on, as far as I can see, with all the studies that have been done. And the drug ones who have got a bit brighter to make sure that they're out of the picture as well. They won't cause governments any problems. The rest of them are pretty happy playing with their electric gadgets. And so they've achieved quite a lot, actually, as they said they would. And of course they would, because there's no opposition to it. Most people don't even know what's going on. Anyway, so the search for an essence is a 2,000-year-old myth. What we're left with is a sense of capacity in the role of genes and the way they give us these things. He added, I'm certain genome sequencing will be available in the National Health Service within our lifetime. It's going to be very, very accessible very, very soon. And then it goes on with some other comments and some from different people. Of course, then the Christian one jumps in. The Christian Medical Fellowship said that society must recognize and resist eugenic mindsets. Our society's increasing obsession with celebrity status, physical perfection, and high intelligence fuels the view that the lives of people with disabilities or genetic diseases are somehow less worth living. And of course, that's a truism as well, because in this society, if you're non-productive, remember the United Nations said a good global citizen is a producer and consumer. That says it all right there. If you're non-productive, they don't really want you around. And this gives this added fuel in a way to it as you go into eugenics big style. But that is the system for Brave New World. And as I say, the boys at the top want to produce obedient, happy, and obedient people at the bottom. And that'll come to. Now, I mentioned that last night and last weekend, I mentioned a good article written about the Royal Institute for International Affairs, Council on Foreign Relations, and how literally they're behind all these wars that have been for a long, long time in the Middle East and elsewhere. If you go into the older books, you'll find they helped set up Hitler for Germany through the financing, their own system. They owned the central banks back then and the private banks, so they could finance Hitler and create the IG Farben. And they also set up the communist system as well, because they've done big experiments in the past to make sure to find out what's the best system to have in the end run, you see. And that's where we are today, in the end run. But I mentioned too that all the spokespeople for the wars that are shown on television, media, and so on, all belong to the same organization, the Royal Institute for International Affairs, Council on Foreign Relations. And this article here is written by one of the senior fellows for the Middle Eastern Studies for the Council on Foreign Relations. It says, Al-Qaeda specter in Syria. The Syrian rebels would be immeasurably weaker today without Al-Qaeda and their ranks. By and large, free Syrian army battalions are tired, divided, chaotic, and ineffective. Feeling abandoned by the West, which they're not, rebel forces are increasingly demoralized as they square off with Assad's regime's supreme weaponry and professional army. Al-Qaeda fighters, however, may help improve morale. Now, do you think Al-Qaeda was supposed to be blowing up the world, took the towers down, all this stuff, according to Rumsfeld at the time? Which is nonsense. The influx of jihadis brings discipline, religious fervor, battle experience from Iraq, funding from Sunni sympathizers in the Gulf, and most importantly, deadly results. In short, the free Syrian army needs Al-Qaeda now. So they're all behind it, the Council on Foreign Relations, the guy to give you all of your media, because all mainstream media, the top reporters all belong to it. The editors belong to the Council on Foreign Relations, the guys who own it, or the Royal Institute for International Affairs. They own all your media. They give you your reality. how they can turn the bad guys into good guys overnight. And you did it so well, too. Most folk, you know, suddenly just change without thinking. That's how it's done. Very simple. Now, going back to Bernays. Bernays, again, came from a society. He belonged to a society that was already into finding out how people's minds work en masse to handle the masses. Bernays didn't come up with stuff himself or his uncle, Sigmund Freud. But anyway, that's another story altogether. But we've been understood for thousands of years by a certain society that dealt with all countries and sold them pretty well everything under the sun. Still is, in fact. But anyway, what Bernays came up with was for his clients, big pharma, other organizations, he'd open up an office somewhere. Any little storefront would do. Anywhere would do. Even someone taking in their home could do it. And give it a fancy title, you know, like scientist for so-and-so, and they'd be called specialists. Then he'd hire a scientist just to have their name on their letterhead. And one secretary would be employed. That's all you need for staff. And she would just answer any queries that came in. And of course, the public would think, oh, well, the top scientists are all for this, etc. They must be okay. Well, this is what happened to do with mammography for breast cancer. It was pushed like crazy by the big boys themselves. You understand the big boys, DuPont, the whole bit involved in X-rays. You don't know that. They make the X-ray film because it's a byproduct of the explosives industry for warfare, which they're into. It's nitrocellulose they use for making those X-ray sheets, you see. And a lot of other big corporations are into it too. So they profit mightily from massive campaigns and X-rays that probably give you cancer, actually. And I read the article last week about how now they're admitting, well, yeah, they're giving you cancer too, and apart from that, it doesn't detect anything. But the British Medical Journal op-ed says the Komen ads. Komen is an organization set up, just like Bernays did do. There'll be a charitable organization with experts in it that promote it, you see. Multi-million-dollar industry. So it's the world's largest breast cancer charity, you see. They give you all your information about it. Use misleading statistics and deceptive statements with mammography to promote breast cancer awareness and screening, authors of an opinion piece asserted. And promotion material for the 2011 Breast Cancer Awareness Month, Susan G. Komen for the Cure, that's what it's called, Komen for the Cure, suggested large differences in breast cancer survival amongst women who undergo screening mammography and those who don't. Specifically, the ad state a five-year survival of 98% when breast cancer is caught early and 22% when it is not. And in doing so, the organization ignored a growing and increasingly accepted body of evidence showing that though screening may reduce a woman's chance of dying from breast cancer by a small amount, it also causes major harms. Well, goodness me, all the early guys who dealt with X-rays, for instance, all died off of cancers. Look, they just found out that causes cancers. But this benefit of mammography looks so big that it's hard to imagine why anyone would forgo a screening. She'd have to be crazy. Stephen Woloshin, MD, and Lisa M. Schwartz, MD, of the Department of Veterans Affairs Medicals Cancer in White River Junction, Vermont, and the Dartmouth Institute for Health Policy and Clinical Practice in Lebanon, and each wrote an article published online in the British Medical Journal. But it's the advertisement that is crazy, they added. In response to the BMG article, Susan G. Komen for the Cure issued a statement from the Chandini Porteous, Vice President of Research, Evaluation and Scientific Programs. But naturally, she's still pushing it. But the fact is that the British Medical Journal is not some little comic. It's one of the top journals in medicine. So at least they're coming out with some stuff after many years of conning the public of all this massive benefits. We find a lot of women, too, who've had chest problems before, lung problems when they were young, and got lots of X-rays, end up getting breast cancer. So they're going to use the X-rays to find that you've got cancer. Anyway, now, Canada, every country is the U.S., and every country with a central banking system, they're all owned by the same boys, has been dishing cash out to the International Monetary Fund to supposedly bail out Europe, because we're all in it together, they say, and they're all issued for international affairs. So we're all in it together, we've got to save ourselves by throwing money in the black hole. It's not going nowhere, it's going into pockets, obviously, it's not disappearing. But the can't stop the ship from sinking, so they need more and more cash. The whole intention, as Carl Quigley said, for the Council on Foreign Relations is to create a massive centralized bank for every quadrant of the blocks that trade with each other. And it'll all be under the Bank for International Settlements in Switzerland. That was the plan. He would have been back in the 60s. That's what they're bringing out of this very crisis. Remember that they're probably always saying in that organization, we can use this crisis to our advantage. That's how they do everything. They create the crisis, then they use it to their advantage. Back with more after this break.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates, but I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Walker, back to things for the Matrix. Canada is refusing at the moment to give any more cash out to the European so-called debt crisis. Now, we'll take Warner, who's out in New Brunswick, Canada. He's high on the line here, and you can hear him. You there, Warner?
Yeah, good evening, Alan. Earlier in the program, you mentioned there about in agriculture there with the GM modified and the detrimental effect it has for anything or anyone who consumes it. And then the pesticide residues in the soil. I have been following this up and documenting this now for nearly 40 years. And they create basically a muddled picture where they booby trap the soil. with different chemicals. And only the insiders know what is all being done. And when I approached it now for the last 30 years through the Department of Agriculture, I was getting the runaround and was being mocked about and so forth. I have now so much documentation. And as I say, when I came here to Canada, I was familiar with the effects of different agricultural chemicals, herbicides and so. And it made me just furious the way those so-called experts in the Department of Agriculture had been bamboozling, you know, the old-fashioned farmers that were farmed sustainable, that were farmed organically, you know. But something where I stuck my nose on lately, I was looking at telephone numbers of different institutions and government officers. And I just looked at the main switchboard number for the New Brunswick Department of Agriculture in Frederick, you know, the minister's office. And the main switchboard number, the telephone number, is 853-2666. And how easier to further their agenda about manipulating people, even chemically, as through food, through water, and through the air we breathe in.
Yeah.
You know, and the effects of what is being introduced and what is being inhaled or eaten, they are known to basically only to the insider. And here it comes in with the Hegelian dialectic, you know, set out all kind of booby traps. And ordinary people cannot figure it out. But the insiders, they know how to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've now for nearly 30 years, I've tried, went out on the cruise, had samples tested by other laboratories than the Department of Agriculture. But I might have been successful the first time, but when I went the second time, I found out there's a whole network, and they inform each other. And even when you go to private labs, most of the time you don't get any results. They screw it up. They charge you with a big bill, and basically they want to send you on wild goose chases and exhaust you financially in this way too.
Yes. Yeah.
And
also too, the key is too that the big boys themselves do not eat the stuff. Even the Monsanto workers will not eat the stuff that they grow themselves. And now with the politicians, they have access to organically grown food, and when you get up into politics, you get your card that allows you to get a great supply of organic stuff. They do not eat what we eat. And even Tony Blair said that himself. But it made it mandatory that they eat it in Britain for the public, that the politicians in their own cafeteria would not have the GMO food cooked there. So they know darn well what they're doing to us with their water. But thanks for calling, and you're right on with it. From the Eastern Southern Tier of Canada, it's good night. I mean, may God or your gods go with you.
Are you against